with several aspects to woodlands that are equally relevant. The fact that there can be so many different types of places. They can be a place of safety, they can be a place of reminiscing, they can be a place of danger. They are historically incredibly important, battlefields or kind of, you know, assassinations, mass graves. People have taken refuge, fleeing from attacks in their villages into woodlands. So it's, I guess it's that it's not just one story. So some people just sort of think about woodlands as beautiful habitats, and that's also true. They are wonderful habitats that are constantly changing, but also they are politically absolutely important and relevant. So and obviously ecologically there is an urgency for preservation. The further east you go with regard to woodlands in Germany, when you get to the border of Poland and Czechoslovakia, for example, I mean, there was this whole thing about the ur-animal, the bison, and this type of ur-creatures that was kind of then later adopted by the fascists as the German sort of ur-animal and symbol of strength. So when Goebbels and his cronies went hunting in that area, in these massive woodlands, they were sort of, you know, celebrating that kind of ritualism and mythical approach to, you know, the then creation of the race of the areas. So, you know, so it's all got something to do with that. We regularly talk about the deer that we kind of sort of sight, and some people have been living here and not seen one in their whole lifetime, but I've been lucky to see quite a few roe deers, and it's absolutely delightful. But obviously also we've got crocodiles, and they are just great. You know, well, probably not things that are jumping out of swamps and waters, but there are certain kind of trees that have been knocked down or sawn down and carved, and so they're turned into some kind of animal, and I refer to this also, let's go and do the crocodile walk. Yeah, I mean, kind of particular sort of in the afternoon walks when I'm trying to get rid of the clutter that's accumulated in my head thanks to my sort of place of work. So it's really important to just sit and take in the views and be aware of the beauty and the kind of the richness of this woodland here. And it's, yeah, prompts. I do a lot of thinking here, do a lot of sort of conceptualizing any future art projects. And there's a lot of things that are going on in my head while I'm walking and kind of pausing. Oh, totally. I mean, kind of, it's sometimes I walk through the woods not really seeing anything because I'm so clogged up with stuff and white noise and silly things that are really not relevant. And then sometimes, you know, I just stand still and look at something and say, bloody hell, that's just amazing. And it's the most simplest thing. It's kind of like snowdrops popping up or, you know, some kind of, you know, tree that has a particularly beautiful or bizarre form. And it's being able to just look and see those mundane and simple things that probably a lot of people, you know, think, what's she talking about? That are just, yeah, taking me by surprise every day, kind of, if I would be able to kind of look like that every day and perceive like that every day. There's so much around here.
Now, you ought to keep going down this path and then veer to the right. You'll see a bench down there that's facing those two trees, the oak and the copper beech. Katya will say something to get us started, and then we'll hear from someone who really knows their stuff when it comes to trees.